Welcome, my name is Tania. Welcome to 12 Elements, Yoga and Wellbeing podcast, Mind the Gap. Bridging the gap between life and your mat.
Hello and welcome to 12 Elements podcast, Mind the Gap. I am here today in Thailand, in Khao Lak, at the Graceland Hotel. We arrived just for the last week of the Bikram Yoga teacher training. Today, I am completely honored to be sitting across from Rajashree, who is also a renowned yogi and is the author of Pregnancy Yoga. So I really wanted to talk to her today about her book and about pregnancy during yoga and maybe a little bit into menopause and women's hormones as we get older in life as well, because I think that's really important. So firstly, thank you and welcome, Namaste. Rajashree. I would really like to start from the beginning with you because you have an incredible life, you have an incredible history, and you have such a rich source of knowledge of yoga. So if you can tell me where you were born and when did you first start practicing yoga?
I was born in India, Calcutta, and I started practicing when I was age 4.
Wow.
Very early age.
Very early.
It was more arts from my parents, especially my mother. My mother wanted to go to yoga school and did the admission there because she thought it will be good for my health, physical health, because I was little bit of unhealthy with my stomach, and I always had a eating problem. Like I always wanted to eat junk food, you know, in the kids, when you go through the susceptibility of catching cold all the time and have a stomach a little bit weak. And so they didn't want it to give me any kind of other medication that put me on those. But when I used to have that, they thought that would be best way and it will help me for my growth and for my attention of my studies and all these. That's what I asked them. Why did you put me?
Yeah.
And they said it was also part of her own interest because she wanted to go out from the house with me and having some, you know, recreation with our parents and other, especially the women club. Where I grew up, it was only women yoga center.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's called Mohila Jogobhyam Kendo. In India, those days, I'm talking about 70s.
Wow.
Yeah, yoga was never practiced with two gender together.
Really?
From the childhood. And you must know that in India, there is as many as Hindu, that much Muslim also there.
Yeah.
Everybody has. It's the largest democratic country. They have the same rights. So all this, keeping those mind, I grew up in the adjunct of that kind of a neighborhood.
Wow.
And it's a very old, very classy neighborhood. All like a middle class people, and they all try to practice yoga as a complementary medicine or for an alternative to the health. And so that's why I started. You know, when I started yoga as a playful environment.
Yeah.
It was on the outside, on the park, on the grass.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yeah. And it was more with the teacher giving me some chart with my general health.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's called yoga
therapy. Kind of like Ayurveda?
Yoga therapy.
Yoga therapy, right.
Yes. Yeah. So now it's big name called yoga therapy. But we knew that time that's the only way. Yoga Byam. Yoga asana and the relaxation pose with meditation and the breathing technique.
Wow.
So it was amazing for me because I really didn't know anything about it.
Yeah.
I really didn't like it.
Oh, but really?
No, because, you know, they put you in stillness, certain postures. I was a little bit, what I heard, that a little bit naughty, very much, you know, like
active.
Yeah. So for me, doing a still pose and close your eyes or hold the pose, you know, focus on your breathing. Those, I felt it like I'd rather run, you know, because I love to do all kinds of activities.
Yeah.
So it's very funny that I was waiting always at the end because I was skinny, very skinny.
Yeah.
So what they used to do to me, they used to give me a nice massage rub. I liked it. So I used to go to yoga classes to get a massage.
To get a massage.
So it's funny, you know.
It was worth it.
I think, you know, the kids goes through the growth spurt.
Yes.
And so now all these things, I think back our, in India, holistic approach through the yoga, naturopathy, has so much importance in our life.
Yeah, for sure.
Now we are looking into that.
Yeah.
Because I live in West now and yes. I go back in India, I see yoga's growth and I also see now they are, because of it, got the validation from the Western world.
Yeah.
A lot of research has done. So it has big change.
Yeah. And you live in LA. So
LA
is so different from India, right? It's like night and day, like two different yin and yang, two different completely components.
East and West, you know.
Yeah.
And I go every year, like a couple of times a year to India. So my family still lives there. So, and I go to Kolkata.
Uh-huh.
Kolkata is still, I'm a city girl, but still, Kolkata is not Delhi, not Bombay, you know. Kolkata is a little bit more with the, very much rich culture with the philosophy and art.
Yes. Yeah, I've heard about a lot about Kolkata. Yeah,
a lot of poets, famous poets, writers are from there.
Okay.
So it's very interesting that I see the growth in yoga in the world globally.
Yeah. Speaking of globally, I mean, you really are an international superstar when it comes to yoga. And you started competing at a very early age. Mm-hmm. I don't know how old you were, but I have seen pictures. And it's very hard for me to gauge how old you were when you started competing. And your poses are incredible. So how old were you when you started competing? Did you enjoy it?
I enjoyed that part.
Yes.
And that is the only reason I stick with yoga. Because when I saw that, there is a reward part. It's not only the massage as a reward, but there is a reward. Okay, then next is the competitions part. Because what I used to do, you know, in school, everybody goes for track and field and all this. So my school provided me that and I was very good at it.
Uh-huh.
And then my parents did not like, because I was come from very strong Brahmin conservative family.
Okay.
So when I was in teenager, like I'm just going through my puberty,
uh-huh.
they really didn't want me to proceed on more those kind of sports.
Masculine kind
yes.
of sports.
Yeah, they think about that way. So and... So they said, no, you can't do it. But my school teacher, game teacher, the PE teacher, she knew if they take me off from this, some kind of a sports activity, where is the competition, it will not help my study because it will affect my, it will suppress me, not inspire me. So she said one day, she said, hey, you do the yoga, right? So they're going to be an inter-school competition. And so it was all Bengal inter-school where I'm coming from. Like I live in a city called Calcutta, but the province, the state is called West Bengal.
Uh-huh.
So that was West Bengal, all Bengal inter-school competition. So I said, okay. So I entered into that competition.
Yeah.
And
how old were you?
I think I was like a 10 years or 9 years
old. Wow.
And so I still remember.
Really?
That day that I was so angry because my mother was more excited to take me and she took me and I was like really making all the faces to her that this is my last, I will never come and everything. And then they finally call my, call my name as a winner.
Uh-huh.
And I go up there and I'm getting a nice little shield, everybody clapping. I was just... That moment is strange that, so I can learn more.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that bad, but I still don't want this as a sports.
Okay.
I'd rather still do it. So then I sat down and then I saw the demonstration of the adult group.
Oh.
And that made me that I don't know how to do those poses.
Yeah.
So I have more growth in, you know, I can learn more. I can go more deeper level of learning.
Yeah.
So I... enjoyed that part and that's why it motivated me. And I think if I wasn't exposed into such an early age in my childhood yoga and where I introduced myself, my yoga was learning in an environment where is a sports involved, activities involved with other kids, I don't think I will be what I am today.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Because it's sports, you know, like for kids.
Yes.
Kids need to be motivated.
Active, inspired.
And inspired. And kids need to be, you know, sports gives you competition within yourself, but also teaches you to be best in your performance.
Yes, I absolutely
agree.
You
know, and so doing that growth in there, I think I learned to respect everyone when they teaches me.
Yeah.
Because right now in this world I see with yoga, there is a very difficult, you know, like there is a lot of exposure, a lot of knowledge.
A lot, yeah.
But you are confused at the same time.
Yeah.
And you also don't know how to respect each one, you know, and you kind of judge, you know, every teacher's ability. But I think every teacher's, every method, they have something to contribute to the work. Because you mentioned that you are globally teaching, because I now, where I am now in my life and my age, I've gone through those phases.
Yes.
Because I have challenges, I have a struggle, I had a crisis, I had a competition, I was confused. Then I learned myself what I can do, what I can contribute to the yoga. So the sports I always it's so close to me because I was exposed and I was inspired my life because of yoga asana competition.
Yeah. That is so interesting because I come from a sports background as well, and I completely relate to that.
What did you play?
Well, I did running.
Ah,
so running for me was like a source of meditation. And running for me, I get in the same mindset when I'm doing my 90-minute practice. Like I get into that same zone, same challenge. And it's not that I'm competing against anyone else. It's really about me and going deep inside myself. But then there's also, you know, the other flip where people say, well, yoga is not sport. Yoga is not exercise. But I think, as you said, it's healthy if you come from that background that it's not a competition, but it's a great way for self-discipline for children. And children need that. Children need competition. Like children need to be exposed to different diversities around them and in themselves. And I think it creates more well-balanced adults later on in life.
Very much later on in life. That's where I wanted to actually people think about it. But, you know, like a competition, yoga is all about. There is a many yoga, form of yoga is available to the world, which can be only competitive sports and which then don't need to be competitive. Like we are not doing any other competition in yoga where is mindfulness. Mindfulness is a part of everything.
Yeah.
But where is a, you know, meditation going on or pranayama breathing or breath work. We're not doing that.
Yeah.
What we are trying to do, only asana competition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So asana is a postures, physical postures, physical form of the postures.
Yes.
And we create a, you know, the kind of a categories that it's called some muscular, you know, development and ability of strength, flexibility, traction, inversion.
Yes.
All these together, we create a system for that competition, which exists in all other sports, like gymnastics, it's on swimming there.
Yes.
And right now, more kids and more adults are joining.
Yes.
And thanks to our Prime Minister, Mr. Modi ji, that our country in India, the Prime Minister, who actually dedicated all his life, you know, with the yoga.
Oh,
and yes, he started International Yoga Day, and he gives a lot of importance of general health, well-being with yoga. And that's why in India, we have an Ayush ministry now, who actually regulating all these disciplines and looking after. So just recently, they said yoga asanas can be sports.
Yes.
So
I'm glad you mentioned this because I remember in Melbourne when I first started practicing Bikram yoga, I went to some yoga competitions and I had all of this judgment in my head about yoga and competition and it should be mindfulness and it's not, you know, it's not the correct thing to do. And like yourself as a 10-year-old child watching the adults perform, I was absolutely blown away by the community of the yogis that were doing the competition. And I learned so much because when you see the poses done, It's beautiful. It's kind of like an art form, and
it is an art.
It is an
it
art
is.
form, and even though it's a competition, it's not like it's an aggressive competition
no,
toward
no.
one another.
It's a healthy competition.
It's a healthy
it's
competition.
A very healthy competition.
Yeah.
And basically, yoga competition could be a foundation of all the competition as a root.
Yes.
Because it is a healthy competition.
Yeah.
And that's what I think finally the world has slowly accepting it.
Mm-hmm.
Acceptance is a big problem.
Yeah.
Because a yoga community, that's why I said diversified community, because there are so many saints and yogis and the masters came around the world and they're creating more and they're making this yoga, you know, possible and available, you know,
yeah.
yoga technique, yoga system to available for throughout the world, which is, you know, I greet them, I respect
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there is a room for all kinds of activities too.
Yeah.
For the, if we want kids to practice yoga, we need to introduce them the yoga asana as a sports.
Yeah.
Because through that,
that's a good idea.
Yeah. Through
yeah.
that, we can encourage more healthy body, healthy mind.
Absolutely.
Kids from
Absolutely.
The childhood, and they will become adults.
Yeah.
They will have less problems.
Yeah.
You know, and it's good for globally.
Yeah.
It's a kind of a global welfare for the humanity.
Yeah.
I can tell that this is a beautiful way our new generation, the
mm-hmm.
they can actually learn and understand, because
yeah.
yoga's purpose is self-realization.
Yeah, this is true. Yeah. Yeah. And I was very inspired while I was in the last week of training. There was a young boy practicing with his parents, and I don't know how old he is, maybe like 12 or 13.
Exactly that.
And I was blown away by his presence, his energy, his dedication, his calmness. And I you know, at the end, I spoke to my parents. I was like, wow, that kid is just going to be like in leaps and bounds above everyone else as he goes through puberty and goes into early adulthood. Like what he's learning here, his parents, like, what a blessing that he can come and do this and be
and
on this
journey.
And
you saw the parents were besides them?
Yes.
Besides him, the
uh-huh.
mother and father.
Yeah.
It was so beautiful.
It was so beautiful to see, and
it's a family
so inspiring.
Event. It's a yeah. family event.
Yeah. Talking of children, Rajashree, let's get a little bit into your pregnancy yoga book. So you have two beautiful children that mm-hmm. are now in their 20s. So they're lovely
no,
adults.
No, they're in 30s.
Oh, they're in their 30s now. Oh, my gosh. It's hard to tell. With yoga, everyone looks so much younger. Well, they still look like they're in their 20s. What inspired you to do the pregnancy yoga book, and did you practice, and what kind of yoga did you practice during your pregnancy?
During my pregnancy, I did this. This
okay.
is my son. My second child was on my
this is you,
this
right?
This is me, and that's Anurag in
this
here.
This is Anurag in the belly
yeah,
right
on
here.
On my belly, exactly.
So, and I took Anurag's class a couple of days ago, and he's a big man now.
Yeah, he's a big man. Why did I do this? I have to tell you, because I was doing Bikram series, that 2016-2,
mm-hmm.
and during the pregnancy, I felt it because of all my learning. And see, I do the therapy, you know, that's what my whole thing is. Like, I look at people and try to help them what they need.
Uh-huh.
So therapy comes in there,
yeah,
you know,
of course.
Each one is different.
Yes.
So it's a healing modality,
uh-huh.
and it's designed for each individual person.
Yes.
That's the yoga
That's
therapy.
Yoga therapy.
That's
Absolutely.
Yoga therapy.
Yeah.
So when I do that and I felt it for myself, if I want to do yoga in pregnancy, I really can't do something. Even maybe some people have done it.
Uh-huh.
That's what Bikram said. Oh, my student and teachers has done this before, the same series. They are careful. I didn't want it to take risk for myself.
Yeah.
And so I really spoke to my teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And my teacher said, think what you want to do.
Yeah.
And I didn't want it to go completely out of way, because I respect the system. Because
mm-hmm.
I come from the same institution, you know.
Yes.
Moses College of Physical Education. And by the time, you know, I did my yoga teacher's training in India also, and I'm continue learning.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So I felt it, there is a need for prenatal to develop.
Yes.
Which we can keep the respect with the system, 26 mm-hmm. and 2, mm-hmm. but modify for the pregnancy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what we have done it, looking at it, where can be safe presence and safe way to practice. And so if you notice that standing series, I cut certain things off because I didn't want it to create a compression on the belly.
So the ones that you cut off were the forward bending,
forward bending,
right?
The compression.
Yes.
I kept the forward stretching, but I didn't want it to look up forward
yeah.
compression.
Yeah. Okay.
And then I didn't want it to keep the feet so together because we
right.
mention all the time that pregnancy is a big problem of balancing.
Mm-hmm.
You
yes.
know, and the hormonal change,
yes.
swing, a lot of things changes. Each
yeah.
each individual going
is very different,
pregnancy.
Right? And each woman is so
yes,
different
very
in their pregnancy.
Different.
Yeah.
So because if we are offering group class, then how we offered that? So that's why I said keep your feet apart, that you are grounded.
I see that in Padmasana
yeah.
in the beginning,
even
half
breathing,
moon.
From deep breathing, everywhere I said it. And I mentioned mainly that. Please breathe, focus on the breathing, and
yes.
focus on your, you know, safe place.
Mm-hmm.
When you are doing this, it shouldn't be for your fitness, your
yeah.
purpose.
Yeah.
To feel good is
yeah.
the purpose.
Yeah.
That you feel healthy, because we know that is a hormonal changes happen during the pregnancy. And when hormonal changes happen, mood swing happens
yeah.
during pregnancy.
Yeah.
And the mind is very important, and
mm-hmm.
especially we do not want very depressed mind mother
yeah.
you know
yeah.
or mother to be depressed during pregnancy
yeah.
we want to encourage mother to be more positive
yeah.
and more hopeful more
yeah.
you know more happy
yeah.
and to how to make them happy. So that's what the my main purpose. So wherever practicing in prenatal, don't take that's the time that you want to be fit.
Yes.
And you want to not to gain weight. Because
yes.
you need to gain weight.
You need to gain weight. The
you
body
need
needs to,
gain,
to do
yes.
what it needs to do in order
exactly,
to create
order
another
to
life.
Creating a life. Exactly.
Yeah.
And delivering a life. After
yes.
6 months later, you can think of creating
yeah.
your body that time.
Yeah.
So I try to make it very gentle yoga postures.
So this sequence that you've modified, is this something that women can do in the room while everyone else is doing
yes.
the 26?
Yes. If
okay.
they're coming from the Bikram hot yoga
exactly
practice
they
before.
Have already a practice
yes.
previously
then they
so
can yes they can go to the hot room
yes
and
okay.
they know but they have to ask for the pregnancy modification
okay
in a prenatal
yes.
series because the lie down is very different
yes
if you notice that yes on the
oh it is
poses,
it's on the side
no not only that that's only the Savasana but the floor poses so many postures are different.
Right.
Yes. So what I want people to understand that the prenatal series is not called Bikram Yoga. Why I mentioned
exactly.
that.
Yes.
Because Bikram Yoga is 26 and 2 breathing and it's practice, 26 asanas to breathing practice in the hot room, certain temperature, certain discipline, 90 minutes, two sets, and with Savasanas lie down, four
yes.
forces. So this prenatal poses are different than those 26 and 2.
Yeah, they are.
So when you go to doctor to take a permission,
yes,
I always encourage people
okay.
to ask your doctor.
Right.
To give. Half of the time, doctor doesn't give you because if they don't know yoga. And
okay.
when you tell them it's a hot yoga.
And because it's the heat, right?
Yes.
And they
no.
say within the first 3 months that you should not
this
practice
this is a very good thing. I'm going to clear
yeah,
that with
is
you.
Because I have this question a lot.
Believe me, it's constant struggle because if you're first time pregnant, you really don't know how body will react with your pregnancy.
True.
It's better to be safe than trying
yeah.
new things.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And if you very much confident about your fitness,
mm-hmm.
confident about, and you are exposed to heat like
yeah.
that, go and try.
Yeah.
But get it. Check up from the doctor first. I tell all the studio owner the same thing. I also tell the, you know,
be close to the door.
Yeah, prenatal, you
yeah.
know, moms to
yeah.
same thing.
Yeah.
But second problem is many women doesn't know long very early. A lot of time it's go out of mind, you know, like if your period is certain kind of hormonal.
Yeah.
You know, if you are really trying hard, you are constantly watching.
Yeah.
But if you're not, sometimes you miss 1 month and you don't know you're pregnant. Now, when you go to the class, you don't expose yourself to something that you find, okay, I'm feeling something different today. Go immediately check.
Yeah.
Check your, you know, urine and go to the doctor.
Yeah.
Because many times the first 3 months, if you have, if certain women comes, they said, oh, I have miscarriages.
Yes.
And what do I do?
Yeah.
So then this is not for them.
This is not for them.
They should go regular yoga.
Yes.
And, you know, do things with
more gentle, more, maybe
whatever.
A year or
no, they can actually
do this.
They can actually
the pregnancy
do
sequence?
They can actually do regular Bikram class even.
Okay.
Yeah, before becoming pregnant. When you become pregnant, as soon as you know, you start practicing this.
Ah.
So now, first 3 months, if you first mom to be, I don't want to suggest them to come into the hot room. But if you're already practicing and you know how to feel in the hot room, then you can come in and join.
Yeah.
But please go check with the doctor first and let the teacher know, because they will be nice to you. You know, like you know how our classes goes on. Everyone is, I don't know who will be the teacher. They are going to direct you from the podium. And you feel intimidated by they are saying, and you try to push yourself, which is not good. But if you tell, because a lot of time, I'm sure we know that first 3 months, no one wants to say I'm pregnant.
Yes.
There is some little things in our mind goes on.
Yeah.
If something goes wrong, what will happen? I don't want to say it.
Yeah.
So, see, this is the self-doubt takes away a practice. But the step you have to create.
Yeah.
And
then there's another layer as well. Well, I see so much, obviously, teaching in the hot room. Then I see, I guess it's fine when there's teachers that come in and just practice the 26 to the whole way through.
They don't listen. What can I say?
Yeah.
And they don't listen. And some, they encourage to do that. I said from the beginning, this is something was going on before.
Yes.
I joined this. You know, and I did not want to take that risk myself.
Yeah.
I don't want anyone to take that risk.
I'm completely with you on that.
So
and you're entering a different and a new life path. Like there's now a life growing in you. You are now a caretaker of something beyond yourself. The world is not just about you. It's about what you're bringing into the world.
Exactly. Who is important?
Yeah.
So every mother, when they go to the yoga class, or any exercise class, they should think why they are here, who is important.
Yeah.
And 9 months will go on very quickly.
Yeah.
And you don't want to, it's me, that's what I felt.
Yeah.
And that's why I did that.
Yeah.
And still I will tell you, I did sometimes in yoga classes, but there are many women I did video with them, DVD with them. They didn't want it to go in the yoga room. So I had practice with them. After finishing the regular class, hot room yoga, 26 and 2 Bikram hot yoga, I practiced with that. Whatever the residue of the heat was there and the moisture in the air.
Yeah.
And I practiced in that. So the temperature went down from 105 to 80 degrees.
Okay.
Which was a normal.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about it, normal, it is normal. It's not AC. I kept some window open.
Okay.
Because
that's a good idea.
Yeah. A lot of women, first 3 months, go through morning sickness.
Yes.
And very difficult.
And but in the heat, I guess it's like, can be quite overpowering for some women as well.
Yes.
And cause anxiety then.
Exactly.
When I can see some people create anxiety in themselves when they practice.
Anxiety is a part of the pregnancy.
Yeah.
It's like always, you know, it's a part of life. And
the
anxiety sometimes comes up in during pregnancy because you are constantly checking yourself, you know, everything is okay or not.
What about after you've given birth? Like how long? And I know it's different for every woman, and maybe some women have an easy birth. Some women have a tremendous, horrible birth that, you know, has scars and everything for months and sometimes years later. But generally speaking, like how long would one wait to come back into the yoga room? Would you suggest practicing postnatal, the prenatal sequence, or straight into the 26?
Postnatal, I tell them to go until 6 months.
Okay.
Because if you are breastfeeding, commonly mothers, they are all breastfeeding.
This is another thing.
It's so hard for them.
Yeah.
It's so hard for them. And another reason I always say that, because you just mentioned that some women has difficult time in the childbirth.
Yeah.
And internally, everything is very soft and tender. Yeah. And you don't want to push yourself because I want them to continue same one, these positions, all these postures and asanas, breathing,
and
everything.
These are very safely done as well. Like, you can modify them as much as you need.
If my book has explained everything.
Yes.
And Dr. Doreen Wiggins, one of the OBGYN who was with me for 19 years before, actually, she forwarded this book.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so she was applying some things to her patient, what I heard.
Oh.
You know, like she suggested. So I'm just going to tell you, this is going on, you know, how many years now?
How many?
I think over 30 years.
Wow.
Because my son is 30, my daughter is 32.
Right? Okay.
Yes. My daughter is 32. I practiced this on 32. I took a lot of pictures. But I did video, DVD, and but that is later. Yes, that is later. So that was on my son, because all these pictures was on my daughter. Some of the pictures on my son also. So the cover picture was on my son time because it came from the DVD video that time. And so it's like 30 years something going on.
That's insane.
Yeah. That's
a long time.
Yeah.
I'm happy as well.
I feel and like you... I'm still pregnant. Every woman telling me.
You're reliving your pregnancies again.
Constantly.
And you go through first trimester, second trimester in the book as well. So it is very detailed and it gets a lot more into more than just the asana practice as well, which I absolutely love. And then, like,
that's the therapy.
Yeah.
You have to give people what the expectant mother, they are going to expect. Because that's a part of, because
this is true.
You can't change the reality.
Yeah.
You know, you all go through this.
Yeah.
When you are going through this, you got to, how you manage. Manage by yourself, because I'm not going to guide you.
Yeah.
But this is going to be the reality.
Yeah.
And you also can see what we are giving the choices, the nutritionals.
Yeah.
Nutritional chapter completely written by the doctor.
Oh,
and
wow.
And then I'm giving the postures, asanas, explanations and everything.
Even labor, delivery.
Yeah. Yes.
You go into everything. So moving on from pregnancy, and it's something really that women, I think, maybe are just starting to kind of talk about and be more open about. And I get a lot of questions from older women now moving into menopause. And if you're a woman, we're all going to move into it at one point in time in our lives. So how can yoga, do you think yoga helps? What kind of yoga should women practice during menopause? And could you give me some inside?
I can go on here, jump into Bikram yoga, straight to Bikram yoga, regular class.
I have heard a lot of my students tell me it is the only thing that helps them.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Because I'm living in that life now.
And okay.
I can tell you, I said again, same thing, like pregnancy. You got to expect what is going to come.
Yes.
You're going to see the body changes.
Yeah.
You're going to see the weight gains happening, and you're going to see your moods ups and downs.
Yes.
You're going to see one day you are emotional and next day your willpower is like you can climb the Everest.
Okay.
And what do you do? One day you want to fight with everybody and then next day you want to go for transcendence. You know, those are common.
Yeah.
You know,
and this is part of
it. Is a part of
it's a part of
I feel
the cycle of life.
Yoga is something comes that time where you connect with yourself.
Yeah.
Because you know what is it? The hormonal drops.
Yes.
Body changes.
Yeah.
And body is getting into certain different level of, it's not, I won't say that it's aging. I would say that certain part you will find what you can do, you can't do anymore. So it gives you a lot of, you know, you don't have the hope. A lot of hope goes away. And that's why we feel what we feel.
Yeah.
But what is good, yoga, promote muscle power, patience, tolerance. You're less fatigued. Especially why? It's not only physical exercise we're doing. It's also working so much breath work.
Okay.
Think about estrogen drop, how it affects our breath.
Okay.
You know, your cardiovascular system.
Yes.
So the yoga, that time you really find the benefit of yoga.
Okay.
In the cardiovascular system.
Okay.
Because the breath work, you try certain planned breath work, sometimes it's very hard.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you are finding not physically, you know, physically challenged to do that, sitting there and some thoughts coming, negative thoughts coming, or some irritation coming, you will not be able to do it.
Yeah.
But then physical posture while you are in there, then you will be able to do it. Because there is all combinations. So Bikram yoga is like that.
Yeah.
Is no flow there.
Yeah.
Is a movement there, because everything has to be moved.
Yeah.
Movement is the first key of the body. But after movement, we create the stillness.
Yes.
Then we create the relaxation. Because that's the three steps of asana's benefit goes.
Yes.
So in the menopause, those are three things is very important. And you're getting in all in 26 and 2.
Yes.
So if you do 90 minutes every day, you don't think anything. Just be there. Do as best as you can. Challenge with yourself, you know, and accept what's going on, what's your feeling. And you will see you'll be overcome this menopause.
Yeah.
It's not very easy how am I saying it.
Yeah.
But all women go through.
Yeah.
But nowadays consciousness has come up so much, because when our grandmother, mother's time, this happened, but no one talks about it.
I don't know what they did.
Yes, they did. They, because they thought that's a part of life.
Yeah.
You know, like these are all part of life.
Yeah.
So they accept it.
What about the sister science of yoga, Ayurveda? Would you
very much
recommend
that
would be something to incorporate as well with change of diet and finding an Ayurveda practitioner?
Well, that's the lifestyle change.
Yeah.
Lifestyle change needs to start for every woman from 35.
Okay.
45 must, you should try.
Yeah.
Because that's the high stress time for women.
Yes.
In life, 25 to 55.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah.
You know, you
kids
out of
work,
school,
career.
You start going to work. You are successful or you're failure, you are judging yourself.
Yeah.
And you are dealing with a lot of, you know, socially.
Finding a husband, having babies, then finding yourself.
Especially social anxiety.
Yeah.
So much
I think so as well. I think that's
so
when
much.
Women really,
And so, and then keeping the home, getting financially established.
Yes.
Taking care of the kid.
Yes.
I mean, think about this.
Being a wife, everything, family, extended family, expectations.
Lot.
Yeah, it is a lot.
So that time, yoga comes as a rescue.
Yes, it really is.
Yeah.
It really does come as a rescue.
it's a very soul healing.
Yeah.
So lifestyle change, which you talk about Ayurveda. Ayurveda helps the koshas, the doshas.
Yes.
And yoga is the koshas. The doshas and koshas can be together.
Be together,
And understand, and we change the lifestyles.
Yeah. Wow, you have given us so much information, and I'm so overjoyed.
Thank you so much,
Rajashree, for coming and sharing this. And we talked before that we'd like to dedicate this to Emmy. I don't know if there's anything that you would like to say. I know that she was at my teacher training. I feel emotional because she's someone who inspired me in so many ways, and I inspired so many people across the world with her dedication, her energy, her determination, and her love of yoga. I don't know if there's anything that you would love to add.
I think this is a perfect thing you said it, because she's a legend.
Yes.
She will be live forever, all of our hearts, especially all the women's hearts.
Yes.
Because she taught how to live women gracefully.
Yes.
Ageless and gracefully.
Yeah.
And if we can follow 10% of our footsteps, we will be happy.
Yes.
And her discipline and her life, total dedication towards Bikram yoga,
mm-hmm.
and total dedication for health, women's health. which is, we can sell it to her. Yeah. Really, it's yeah. no comparable. Because it's, we miss her. I yeah. miss her. But yeah, I can feel her. I feel yeah. her energy because I lived with her my life mm-hmm. very, very yeah. closely and tight.
Yeah.
So she was there, my ups and downs in my life.
She was a force of nature.
yeah. She was a force of nature and she was always not positive. But yeah. in the negativity, she showed me what to be positive. She taught me how to be human, you know, yes. good human.
Thank you, Emmy.
Thank you. Thank you.